We got George Lopez on the phone. George Lopez is performing Friday in New York at the Beacon, and then Saturday, D.C., at Constitution Hall. George Lopez, good morning.
Good morning.
How
you doing, man?
I'm fantastic.
How was your Easter celebration?
Easter, you know, I'm divorced, so Easter isn't, you know, there's half as many eggs.
Easter is a big holiday for Latinos.
Oh, huh? Man, you know, they're in church all day. They're eating. They're wearing clothes that are too tight. And then in the end, they're crying and trying to figure out who's going to give somebody that nobody wants a ride home. That's it. That's our day. That's Easter. And it goes for Christmas. It goes for Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Same thing.
Oh, my God. Listen, you know, Latinos have a way of being around people they don't like all the time. Like, I try never to be around people I don't like that much.
Yeah.
They invite them over, call them up to make sure they're coming, and talk about them all the time.
Oh my God.
Now, we wear matching outfits to church. What about
Latinos,
your community?
Yeah.
No. Latinos wear, you know, listen, man, I went to a party one night, and I saw this dude with these blue pants with a red line down the side. And I said, wow, those are kind of interesting. They were Jack in the Box pants. They had the little cube with the clown on the pocket.
Stop it.
The dude was wearing dress shoes with Jack in the Box pants. And I saw a guy one time wearing golf shoes. I said, man, wingtips, are they coming back? The dude took the spikes out.
All right. What would you do? Your son hides in the wheel well of a jet from California to Hawaii.
Oh, man.
How would a Latino family handle that boy?
Oh, man. Let's see. Well, when he thawed out, we might make him swim back. We fly back, he swims back, and we wait for him when he swims up. Knowing all the way that when he's swimming, that he's going to get a beating when he lands at the shore.
All right, here's another one. How do Hispanic parents handle a teenager who is always on their cell phone?
Well, you know, that's... I think they confiscate the phone.
Uh-huh.
And clearly they confiscate the phone. We always have an old person in the house living in the back of the house.
Uh-huh.
And they put the phone in that room, and then no one ever goes in that room to visit that old person. So if they say, if you want your phone, you have to go visit your grandmother, and then no one goes in there.
Do Latino couples go to couple therapy?
No. No. Listen, you know, the one thing that amazes me about everybody other than Latino is how they can be divorced and be friends after. Now, Latinos, like the white women, remarry, you know, within 10 days of their husband's passing. And Latinas just lament over the guy who's dead. Could have been the worst guy in the world, but to them, he's an angel in death. He's bigger. Like, they'll say, oh, I miss my grandma. Used to say, I miss your grandfather so much. And I said, wait a minute. Didn't he light you on fire? Yes, but I deserved it. I didn't have the food ready. You know, they're like, you know, didn't he hit you with a shovel one time at the park? You weren't there. You don't know.
And George, your ex gave you her kidney.
That's I got to tell you that. Thank you for bringing it up because it's early. Somebody brings it up every day, but this is the earliest it's ever been brought up.
You're welcome.
That's so
and it's been 9 years. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Listen, being in a relationship is difficult. You know, you guys talk about it every day. Mm-hmm. If someone gives you a kidney and you get divorced, that's how hard marriage is. That not even the threat of death could keep you together.
All right, one last one. All right, when are we going to see a Mexican superhero? I mean, finally, black folks got a superhero on the big screen with Anthony Mackie playing the Falcon on a Captain America movie. When are we going to see a Mexican superhero?
We have never seen a hero fly into a window with a kid holding a baby.
Right.
And all the clothes on superheroes are tight.
You don't look well in tights.
We don't look good in tights. I bet you a superhero lands in the window, he's wearing Jack in the Box pants.
With some wingtip
shoes. With some wingtips with the spikes taken out of the shoes.
And that big hat.
And the big hat.
George Lopez, my man.
Man.
All right, George Lopez, rip it up in New York and Washington, D.C. this weekend.